This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And as Washington debates the pros and cons of immigration reform in this country, the people of Switzerland have made their position clear. Tighten the borders. In a referendum, 50.3% of voters approved a restriction on the number of foreigners allowed to live and work in the country. And the results could have big implications for Switzerland and the European Union. Cardiff Garcia, reporter for the Financial Times, joins us to discuss from New York. Hi, Cardiff.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, tell us what exactly this referendum that passed means for Switzerland, first of all.
Sure. So this was a popular ballot, and it's one that now the government has 3 years to essentially implement, and there's still kind of a lot of ambiguity about it. But in terms of Switzerland's relationship with the EU, this is going to make things very, very tricky. So Switzerland is not actually a member of the EU, which a lot of people don't realize. But since 1999, it's essentially had a pact in place where it would act like such a country. So free movement of people and goods and those kinds of things. And this might jeopardize that if the EU decides to retaliate. And this would be a big problem for a country like Switzerland, which not only employs a lot of immigrants, but which also has access to EU markets and which depends quite a bit. I think about 56% of its exports go to EU countries. So this is going to make things very difficult. But again, a lot still remains to be solidified.
Well, and the reactions are pouring in from across Europe. Let's take a listen to the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, speaking on the German channel ARD.
We regret this decision, which will cause many difficulties, and chiefly for Switzerland. The country's leaders will have to recognize that. It shows a bit how, in this globalized world, people are gaining an increasing sense of unease over unlimited freedom of movement.
You know, Cardiff, we should say that a quarter of Switzerland's workers are foreigners. What does this mean for the country's economy, where there are a lot of big global banks?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge deal. And by the way, it's not just that 27% of people in Switzerland are foreign-born. It's that it happened very quickly in the last few years, in particular, since the crisis. And so what I think it shows is that the politics of immigration are very, very tricky. And so even if a lot of people recognize the benefits of immigration, it's possible for there to be a backlash when it happens very quickly. But in terms of the country's economy, I mean, tomorrow, for instance, nothing will happen. But a lot depends on how this ends up being implemented by the Swiss government. And remember, the government and especially the business community didn't want this to pass. All right, they recognized the threat to the economy.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of discontent, especially on the Swiss right. And they got their message out and they were successful in this case.
Well, and it is definitely part of a larger trend in Europe. We see a similar movement in Greece. There's a far right party there that's very anti-immigrant. You also see similar things in France, in Italy. Can a country kind of wall itself off from foreigners in terms of their workforce and still be an active participant in the global economy?
I really don't think so. And certainly this applies in particular to smaller countries like Switzerland or even, you know, other smaller countries. But, you know, in terms of what's going on in the EU, this is what makes the reaction to what happened in Switzerland very important. If the EU does decide to retaliate, then maybe individual countries within the EU might start saying, well, why don't we, you know, do something like that as well? And I think that would be very dangerous. It would definitely be a threat to the kind of, you know, benefits that we've had from globalization over the last, you know, couple of decades. And I think it's something to watch very carefully, especially as you just noted, because in the U.S. we're having a conversation like this as well.
Yeah. Cardiff Garcia, reporter for the Financial Times, joining us from New York. Cardiff, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. Pleasure.
This is Here and Now.